Geweldig is dat. It's an amazing piece of Torah. Okay, so this is from the Sefer Yalkut Levi Yitzchak al Torah. Of Levi Yitzchak Schneerson. It's Lubavitch Rebbe's father. He was a very mysterious Yid. He was a big Makubal. He got arrested, like all good Lubavitchers, for teaching Torah, things like that. He passed away in 1944. Okay, so let's see. Let's learn this piece together. And we'll see. We'll see where it takes us. Vayomer Hashem al Avram lech lecha me'artzecha. Jacob, you're going to love this Torah. Let's start. The Lubavitcher of his father. Okay, the top of the page. Vayomer Hashem al Avram lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimoladzecha me'beis avicha ala aretz asher eka ve'escha l'goy gadol ve'ava rechecha ve'agad lo shemecha ve'heyei bracha. So he says the following. Remez b'maimer Chazal. Chazal explained to us Gemara Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Omrim Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Va'achar kach Mogin Abraham. Okay. Now, maybe the right way to do this piece, because the explanation at the bottom is going to help us to understand it. So you know what? So let's skip this little paragraph and let's just read it. Amr B'Shem Ben Lakish. This is the Gemara Pesachim. Ve'escha l'goy gadol zehu she'omrim Elokei Avraham. Ve'avarechecha zehu she'omrim, that's what we say in Shemona Esrei, Elokei Yitzchak. Ve'agad lo shemecha zehu she'omrim Elokei Yaakov. And give kavod to each of the avos. The first bracha of Shemona Esrei is called avos. Yachol yehu chosvim bekulan. So maybe, typically, how do we end the bracha? We try to end the bracha. If it's a longer bracha, we end the bracha me'ein the psicha. Right? The chasima, the conclusion, is me'ein ha-psicha. It wraps up the themes that were introduced at the beginning. So if we started Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, we would think that it would end Baruch Ata Hashem, Magen, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. But it doesn't. So the Gemara says, Yachol yehu chosvim bekulan, maybe we should conclude the bracha with all of them. Talmud Lomer v'heyei bracha. Who's Hashem talking to in these psukim? Avram v'heyei bracha. You're the bracha. B'cha chosmin. You're the chasima. With you is the chasima. V'ein chosmin b'kula. We're not going to conclude with all of them. Shechosmin b'magin Avram. Right? And that is in fact how we conclude. We don't say magin Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. We say magin Avram. By the way, there's a gevaldik vart that's so important to realize. What does it mean that the chasima is Avram? What does it mean that the chasima is Avram? The chasima is Avram. We conclude the brach with Avram. So when we say Shemona Esrei, we also start off by saying Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu. A lot has been written about those two phrases. What's Elokeinu versus Elokei Avoseinu? The Ramban writes in Parshas Ve'eschanan, how do we know about Har Sinai? How do I know that I'm Jewish? How do I know what Jews believe? My parents told me. Rabbi Amram are also parents, teachers, my parents. Where did they get it from? They got it from their parents. Where did they get it from? From their parents. Ramban writes in Parshas Ve'eschanan that when the Torah describes, you should transmit that which you saw with your own eyes. Right? Be very careful not to forget that which you saw with your own eyes and tell it to your children. So the Ramban, in a certain sense, is addressing the question, right? We didn't see it with our own eyes. Anyone here remember seeing Har Sinai with your physical... Jacob, remember? Remember? I know my neshama was there. Medrash says all of our neshamas were there. Did I see it with my physical eyes? But the Ramban is saying you should be able to receive it from your parents and transmit it to the next generation, which, you know, is strong. The Ramban says, we know the Torah is true because parents wouldn't lie to their children. You'll tell me parents sometimes do lie to their children. But about such an event, parents wouldn't lie to their children. Meaning, Ramban and Ve'eschanan is saying that the strength of the Mesorah, the reason that I know anything, how do I know Shabbos, how do I know Torah, how do I know anything? Ramban writes in Parshas Ve'eschanan because my parents told me, and parents wouldn't lie to their children. And therefore, it's incumbent upon each generation to receive it and to pass it on. So we say in Shemona Esrei, Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu. What's Elokei Avoseinu? Elokei Avoseinu is what the God that my parents taught me about. So what's Elokeinu? So you can explain, Elokeinu means that I have to form my own relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. My religiosity can't only be based on what my parents told me. I have to discover it on my own. And they explain They say that's the pshat, that Avram Avinu is the chasima. Because who taught Avram, right? Elokei Avram, Elokei, there's really two questions. There's, why do we say Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avosinu? As if they're two different gods. My God and my parents' God is different. And more than that, why do I have to say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? Why can't I just say Elokei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov? Why do I have to say Elokei, Elokei, Elokei each time? Because Avram's relationship with Hashem was different than Yitzchak's relationship with Hashem, was different than Yaakov's relationship with Hashem. They each had their own unique connection to Hashem. But what this Gemara in Pesachim is hinting to us, it's very deep. The Gemara is saying, maybe the chasima will be Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. No, we conclude the bracha again, Avraham. The conclusion is Avraham. So you know what that means? B'derech Avoda. How did Avram find Hashem? On his own, by being a really honest person who went out and said, there must be a Baal Habira, there must be right, the Mashal, there must be someone who's living in this palace. Someone who's responsible for turning on and off the light in the palace. There's a light in the palace, someone's living there. Right? Until the Baal Habira stuck his head out the window and said, Hi, Shalom Aleichem, I'm the Baal Habira, I'm the master of this palace. So the Chasima means the Chasima of time. At the end of time, or sort of the culmination of one's life, Magen Avram, you have to be like Avram. You learn a lot from your Rebbeim, and from your Chavrusa, from your parents and grandparents. You learn a lot from your community. But every Jew, Magen Avraham, the Chasima, especially as you get closer and closer to Mashiach, the end of days, every Jew has to what? Has to find Hashem in the way that Avram found Hashem. It's not enough to just say, oh yeah, I do it because my parents. Because it's not going to be, you're not going to be strong enough to stand up to the world if you're only doing it because Elokei Avoseinu. So it's amazing. In Shemona Esrei, we actually say Elokeinu before Elokei Avoseinu, which is chutzpahdik, you know? That my personal relationship with Hashem has to come before what I was makabel for my parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. And it has to be fiercely independent like Avram Avinu. So I'll tell you, I want to share with you very quickly an amazing vart from the Divrei Yecheskel. And then we'll get back to the Lubavitcher Rebbe's father. The Divrei Yecheskel was the son of the Divrei Chaim, Sanza Rebbe. The Divrei Yecheskel of Shinov. The Shinov Rav. So he writes in this past week's parsha, he says, what was Avram's problem with Eliezer? Eliezer is such a tzaddik. Eliezer is such a good Talmud. If I were to ask you to pick a good Rebbe-Talmud relationship, so who comes to mind? Moshe and Yoshua. Yoshua is an awesome Talmud. Pays attention to every word of his Rebbe. Yoshua's, right? Lo yamush mitocha oel, he never leaves his Rebbe's side. What's another good example? Rebbe Nosson and Rebbe Nachman. Rebbe Nosson, Breslov and Rebbe Nachman. Right? What's another good example? Eliezer, Evan Avram. He's an amazing Talmud. Right, what did Rashi say in this past week's parsha? He's domestic, right? He's domestic Eliezer. He's domestic Eliezer. Ben Meshek Beisi, who domestic Eliezer. What does Rashi say on domestic Eliezer? Domestic is an acronym for Dole Umashka Mitoras Rabu L'Acherim. Right, he would draw his Rebbe's Torah. And he would transmit it to everyone. Oh, I heard this unbelievable var from Avram Avinu. You got to hear this var. He was always sharing his Rebbe's Torah. Right? Like Reb Nassan was so busy making sure Rebbe Nachman's Torah wouldn't be lost in the world. So Eliezer, Eved Avram, was mamish the greatest Talmud. So the Divrei Yecheskel asks a great question. The Divrei Yecheskel says, what does Avram say to Hashem? I'm feeling really frustrated, Rebbeinu Shalom. You didn't give me any children. And who's going to be Yorish me? Who's going to take over for me? All I have is domestic Eliezer. And Rashi says, the greatest Talmud ever. So what was Avram complaining about? Right? It seems like a stir mina yubei. Shehevi raya lister. The adra b'mal yusahu. Devei Yecheskel says, you're in the same breath that you're saying he's not good enough, you're actually singing his praises. He's the greatest Talmud. He doesn't lose a word of anything I say, and he teaches it to other people. So he says we have a Kabbalah that when a person does tnuos v'anhagos shira mirabo, if a person does things that he saw by his Rebbe, v'asiyas ha-mitzvah or davar shebekedusha, and he does it without seichel and kavana, ha-reizet davar pechisus v'garua ma'am. If you're just imitating your Rebbe, it's a very lowly thing. Sound familiar? Remember this? We learned this piece the other day. Remember where it's from?
No,
Melech. No, Melech, Parshas Kedoshim. That's right. Al tifnu el alilim. Right? Don't do avodah zarah. Don't just try to copy things that are not your madrig. Don't shakulik your Rebbe because I saw a tzaddik shuckle that way, so I shuckle that way. I saw a Rebbe close his eyes when he was eating his chillin, so I closed my eyes and said, if it's not true to who you are, it's a lowly thing. So what was Avram's problem with Eliezer? Listen to this. The Devar Yecheskel says, the problem that Avram had with Eliezer, he was saying to Hashem, Yesh li talmud kazeh, she'ein mosif aholich lahavin bedaito, l'chadesh me'atzmo, lasos bekavan avodas Hashem. Eliezer is the greatest at mimicking Avram Avinu, of copying the moves of Avram Avinu. He always said the Torah of Avram Avinu. Avram was annoyed by that because Avram was such a machadish. Avram was an originator. Avram's Echad Haya Avram. Avram was the one who went out to the world and said, I'm going to do different than everyone else. He was the ultimate machadish. He thought differently than the whole world. He's Avram Ha'Ivri. Right? Medrash says, Avram Ha'Ivri, the whole world's on one side and he's on the other side. He's on the other Aver. He's on the other side. So it bothered him that his Talmud just wanted to be like a little photocopy of him. It bothered him. Rak osa tenuos v'snagus shirami meni afal pisha inu b'madrega zos. And that's what it means. He was dola umashka mitoras rabo l'acher. And I was like, no, when are you going to say your own chidushim? Say my Torah, but also say like, and I would like to humbly add to what my Rebbe said. I'd like to add a, right? That's a good Talmud. Avram says, I don't need you to be a copy of me. So Hashem responds and says, don't worry. You're going to have a biological son. In terms of your fear of not having biological children, I'm going to give you a son. And your son's going to be just like you. What does that mean? The Pasuk says, Asher yetzi mimeyecha. He's going to come from inside of you. Strange lashon. Your son's going to be like your essence. How is Yitzchak like Avram's essence? He ends the piece, he says, Avram is chesed and Yitzchak is gvura. They're total opposites. How are they the same? He's the same in the sense that what? Just like Avram was doing his thing, Yitzchak was doing his thing. Right? He's machadish like you. He's not like you that he's exactly, he's very different than you. And Avram's outward and Avram's tent is open, Avram's traveling. And Yitzchak is what? Very withdrawn, very quiet, never leaves Eretz Yisrael. Right? Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid of Mezrich. Baal Shem Tov was always traveling and you know, all these adventures. The Maggid of Mezrich was always in his place. Right? How is this a true Talmud if you're so different? That's what a true Talmud is. He learns from his Rebbe and then he charts his own path. Right? So Magen Avraham, the punchline, the Vard is Magen Avraham is that at the end of days everyone has to be right. Becha Chosmin, you have to be the Chasima. In other words, at the end of time, everyone has to kind of be like an Avraham Avinu. You have to develop. You want to make it as a frum Jew in the world today in 2021. You need to be a person who's what? Who has an independent connection to religiosity. I'm not just doing it because my chaver is doing it. That'll get old. I'm not just doing it because my parents told me to do it. A person will eventually abandon the ways of his parents. You have to own it. Like Avram Avinu.
It's Hashmata.
Like what?
Hashmata.
Right? That's right. Echad Hayavim. That's right. Okay, so let's see. B'psachim daf kuf yud zayin amud beis. V'hu b'yalkut parshas lech lecha. The Yalkut Shemoni, the Bebirchas Avos, Omrim Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, the Chosmin Umesaimin BaAvraham, Magen Avram. We conclude with Avram. Okay, fine. So now, says the Lubavitch Rebbe's father, Rav Levi Yitzchak Schneerson, Shusadim Kaddish Levracha. So that means, let's think about the structure of Shemona Esrei for a second. So we have Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and then back to Avram. Right, Elokei Avram. Okay, Yitzchak. Okay, Yaakov. Magen Avram. We come back to Avram. Harei she'Avram hu milifnim hu milachor. So we have Avram at the beginning. We have Avram at the end. Uveintayim hu Yitzchak ve'Yaakov. Like a Yitzchak and a Yaakov in the middle. Okay, so check this out. The Yom Eliyahu. He writes, Ye Avram b'chinas chesed, Yitzchak b'chinas gevura, the Yaakov Bechinas Tiferes. Right? We know that in the Sfiros, in the different Midos of Hashem, Avram is the Midah of Chesed, Yitzchak is the Midah of Gvura, and Yaakov is the Midah of Tiferes. Okay. What is the Midah of Chesed? Right? You know what Chesed is. Chesed is Ava, Yitzchak is Gvura, it's Pachad, it's Yira. Yaakov is the blend. Tiferes means the harmonious blend of what? Of Avram and Yitzchak. The balance. Right? The middle beam, as he sometimes called, the Briach HaTichon, the middle beam. Right? And when you're balanced, there's a better chance you're going to be successful. What do I mean by successful? How is Avram not successful? Yaakov, but he also has an Esav. Yaakov has 12 sons who are all not perfect, right? But they all walk the proper path. Because when you're an extreme, you're chesed to the extreme, or you're gevura to the extreme, right? So the extreme of chesed is what? Is arayos. And that's why Yishmael is a perversion in the world of arayos. The extreme of gevura is not conquering your Yetzirah, but being a fierce warrior. That's Esav, who takes the meat of gevura and uses it to harm people. Yaakov is Tiferes. Yaakov is the blend of the two. Right? Yaakov is the blend. Okay, so look what he writes here. Uhu al derech kolos de shofar tashrat. This structure that we say in every Shemona Esrei, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, back to Avraham, is sort of like the way we blow the shofar. A tekiah at the beginning and a tekiah at the end, that's Avram, and a shvarim and a trua in the middle, that's Yitzchak and Yaakov. Look at this, very deep Torah. Tekiah lefaneu, tekiah melachareha, uvein tayim hu shvarim trua. Tekiah hu bechinas Avraham, Avraham is tekiah, shvarim is bechinas Yitzchak, we'll have to see why, we'll try to see why. Shvarim is Yitzchak, and Trua is Yaakov. Okay? So it's kind of interesting. It's interesting to think that you know, when we talk about the shofar, again, being a form of tefillah, right? It's a tefillah without words. It's an animalistic cry. Rav Soloveitchik spoke a lot about this. Right? The cry of the shofar is sort of a tefillah that goes beyond words. It really follows the structure of tefillah. The same way that Shmona Esrei, the essence of tefillah, the Amida starts, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, back to Avram. So tekiah shofar is also tekiah shvarim tekrua tekiah. Hareisha Avraham chesed hu milfaneh umeachara. Chesed starts and chesed ends. So it reminded me, in reading this piece, it reminded me of a gemara in Sota and Daf Yudal and Aleph. Right, that everything starts and ends with chesed. Just look at the bottom. I wrote it down for you. Right, Sota Yudal and Aleph. Dorish Rabbi Simlai. Torah tchilasa gmilas chasadim, v'sofa gmilas chasadim. The Torah starts with Hashem doing chesed, and the Torah ends with Hashem doing chesed. It starts with Hashem taking care of Adam and Chava, making them clothing after they sin, and it ends with what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu burying Moshe Rabbeinu. So the bookends of Torah are, in the words of the Gemara, gmilas chasadim. By the way, what's the gematria of gmilas chasadim? Let's work it out together. The Ben Ish Chai says, what's the gematria of gemilus chasadim? You see the word on the page in front of you. How much is gemilus? How much is gemilus? So tough is 400.
483.
489. You're missing 80. The vav. Oh, gemilut. Yeah. 489. Good. Yeah. How much is chasadim?
One twenty-two.
Yeah. Yeah? So what's 489 and 122? 489 plus 122? 611. What's 611? Okay. Torah is 611. Tav, Vav, Resh, Hey. It's 611. Okay. You're right. There's 611 mitzvahs that we heard from Moshe. That's why it's a Gemara Nakos. Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Moshe commanded us in Torah, 611 mitzvahs. We heard the first two, Anochi and Lo Yielacha, we heard from Hashem. So in a sense, if something is the bookends, if the Torah starts with Gemilas Chasadim, and the Torah ends with Gemilas Chasadim, so that, in a sense, right, that kind of gives the impression that everything in between is also, in a sense, Gemilas Chasadim. So therefore, Gemilas Chasadim is Gematria Torah. Because it's the klal part of klal. It's the essence, exactly. It's, it sort of captures the entirety of the Torah. But in a similar fashion, we start with Avram and we end with Avram. Because Avram is chesed. And you sort of have to begin with chesed and you have to end with chesed. Again, there's a lot of different ways you could say that. I mean, you could say, right, the chesed of what? The chesed of Hashem creating the world. Operations Bar Elokim, Hashem started with Midas Hadin. So you have to figure out exactly how to say that. What does it mean to bookend our lives with chesed? But the Torah itself is bookended with chesed. By the way, I'll show you just one other very interesting thing. In the Chumash Hagra, the Vilna Gaon points out another place where we actually have this. Where else do we have Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and then back to Avraham. So the Vilna Gaon says, if you look in the Sifrei, if you look in the Medrash, the Sifrei, the Sifrei says on the Pasuk from Shema, right, V'yavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha, b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol me'odecha. So the Medrash, the Sifrei, in Devarim says, serve Hashem with all your heart. That's that corresponds to Avraham. Serve Hashem with all of your nefesh, says the Medrash, that corresponds to Yitzchak. Serve Hashem with all of your ma'od, with all of your money, all of your resources, right? That's a reference to Yaakov Avinu. The Medrash brings a proof that Avram is lev and Yitzchak is nefesh, and Yaakov is ma'od, Yaakov is money, right? But then, what does it say after? How do we get? Where do we get back to Avram in Shema? Think about it. We just go back to Lev again. So the Vilna Gaon says, the Chasima again is Avram Avinu. You go back to Avram. So it's Avram, it's Lev, Nefesh Ma'od, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and then you go back to Avram. So this theme of, again, of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Chesed, right, is an interesting idea. It's Shmona Esrei. It's our Kabbalah Tzomachas Shemayim in Shema. It's the sounding of the shofar. Very, very interesting. Okay, so now let's see. V'inei ikar tikiya shofar hakasu b'pasuk hutrua. We know that the essence of the shofar, as described in the Torah, is what? The Torah never talks about tikiya. The Torah says what? Rosh Hashanah is a yom trua. Or it's a yom, it's a zichron trua. Because where do we learn tikiya from? Right, we learn it, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah learns it in a roundabout way. From what? From the shofar that we sound on Yom Kippur in the Yovel year. Okay, let's just review that Gemara for a second in footnote 6. Rosh Hashanah daf lamed gimel amud beis. Take a look. Tanu Rabbanan, minayin shebishofar. Right? Sounds like a crazy question to us, but how do you know on Rosh Hashanah you blow a shofar? What does the Torah say? Yom Teruah means what? A day of sounding, of blasting. What do I blast? I blast the trumpet? I blast the saxophone? Chatzitzos? What do I blow? Talmud Lomar says the Torah, V'havarta shofar Teruah. It says in the context of Yovel, in the Yovel year, where not only do we blow shofar on Hashanah, we blow shofar on Yom Kippur. Interesting. It says, "V'havarta, you should sound a shofar trua." So, aimly el biyovel. Fine. So, I know that on Yovel I need a shofar, but Rosh Hashanah minayin. How do I know that that's true on Rosh Hashanah? Talmud Lomar b'Chodesh Hashvi'i. From the fact that it talks about Yom Kippur and Chodesh Hashvi'i, which I already know, so I know that Chodesh Hashvi'i is already extra. Must be that there's another shofar in the Chodesh Hashvi, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei. Ah, it must be that Rosh Hashanah, that sounding must be a shofar. She'ein Tammuz Lomar b'Chodesh Hashvi. The Torah doesn't need to say Chodesh Hashvi. Uma Tammuz Lomar b'Chodesh Hashvi. To teach me, she'u kol truas she'Chodesh Hashvi zekazeh. That any time you make a sound in the month of Tishrei, you use a shofar. Right? Whether it's the regular Rosh Hashanah, or it's the special sounding of the shofar on Yom Kippur in a Yovel year. Okay? And then the Gemara says, Minayin shepshuta lefana. Again, I only know a trua. Trua is a broken sound. How do I know that the trua is preceded and surrounded, right, by a tekiah? Talmud lomar v'ha'avarta shofar trua. V'ha'avarta is a lashon of a smooth sound. Minayin shepshuta l'achara. How do I know that I make a Tkia at the end, Talmud Lomar Ta'aviru Shofar. Again, another smooth sound at the end. Ve'einli ela b'yovel b'Rosh Hashanah minayin b'Chodesh Hashvi. The fact that it says Chodesh Hashvi, again, all the sounds of Chodesh Hashvi and all the rules apply throughout Chodesh Hashvi. Okay, so we have, again, the structure of the sounding of the shofar is a tkia beginning and end with what the Torah calls a trua in the middle, which we understand to be shvarm trua. Let's go back up top now. Begam sham loksib beferish tekiya. It doesn't say explicitly in the Chumash that you should make a tefillah, what does it say? It says v'ha'avarta. It says ta'aviru. Sha'avara hu kol pashut dahainu tekiyah. That's the Gemara derives it. Right? The fact that it says v'ha'avarta and ta'aviru, that implies a tekiyah. Now, what is the trua that's in the middle? So we know, Torah uses the word trua. But the trua, as we experience it, yesh beiz devar. Right? It's shvarim. It's shvarim. Gnuche ganach, which the Gemara compares to what? A person who is sort of moaning, right? Sort of like the longer broken sound. Oi, oi, oi. Right? And then it's a trua. Right? It's the yulule yalil. It's the sobbing. It's the short sounds. The trua. Right? Like a person who's crying. Right? It's the shorter sounds. So now, says Rav Levi Yitzchak Shneerson, Hashvarim is Bechinas Yitzchak, and Trua is Bechinas Yaakov, Sheva Emsa, Mechabrim Habez Tekios. We have Tekia on the ends, that's Avram and Avram. Then you have a Shvarim, which is Yitzchak, and a Trua, which is Yaakov. I know I want to make a suggestion here. Why is Yaakov Trua? Let's start with that. Look at footnote 9, you get the answer. Apparently he writes, the Rebbe's father writes in a letter, he says in footnote 9, Hashlishi romes almidas hateferes, kav haemtzei, sheola ad pnimius ein sof. What's he say? Let me ask a very unfair question. Which of the avos was the greatest? It's a crazy question. Can't ask that question. Right. Crazy question. Can't ask that question. Right. Is it Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov? So on the one hand, we're saying, well, Avram is the beginning, Avram's the end. Avram's the ikar, in a sense.
And he also found God on his own.
And the Shem on his own. By the way, contained within Avram, of course, is Yitzchak and Yaakov, right? The same way that within you take an apple seed and you plant it and it grows an apple tree and it produces apples with more seeds, and then, right? So it's all contained within that first seed, right? We once lived, our existence now was once contained within the earlier Doros. I'm from my parents, we're from their parents, so it's all contained within that which came first, right? That's why when the Gemara says, B'cha chosmen, you are the conclusion. There's a hint in that. What's the gematria of the word becha? Becha chosmen. What is becha? Becha 22, right? But how much is chaf sofit in gematria? There's a way to learn the sofit letters. You know how to do this? After you get aleph through taf, after you get to 400, the five sofit letters are 500, 600, 700, 800, and 900. Chaf Sofit is 500, Mem Sofit is 600, Nun Sofit is 700, Fe Sofit is 800, and Tzadi Sofit in the order that they would appear in the Torah, is 900.
So 502.
What's 502? 502 is the number of years the Avos lived. Right. How long did Avram live? Supposed to live longer. Rashi says he lost 5 years. So I wouldn't see the troubles. 175. How long did Yitzchak live? 180. What's 175 plus 180? What's 175 plus 180? 355. And how long did Yaakov live? How long did Yaakov live? Yaakov lived Ayin Tov. Yaakov had a good eye. Ayin Tov, 147. So what's 355 plus 147? 502. So even though the Gemara says, you get to be the conclusion of him, Becha, Chosman, Becha is hinting that Becha really represents the lives of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all combined. Right? But Yaakov, in a certain sense, is really the greatest of the Avos. That's not my, I would never have the chutzpah to say that. The Zohar calls Yaakov Bechir Sheba Avos, the choicest of the Avos. And like I told you, structurally, he's the middle beam. Avram is Chesed, this is the right side. Yitzchak is Gvura, that's the left side. Yaakov is Tiferes, that's the balance, it's the harmony, that's the middle. Right? That's what maintains the balance. I don't lean too much to one side. If I lean too much to one side, I end up with a Yishmael. I end up with an Esav. If I stay on the middle path, like the Rambam always talks about walking the middle path, so then a person lives a proper life. So that's why we're not called Bnei Avram, right? None of us are called, we're not called Bnei Yitzchak. We're called Bnei Yaakov. We're called Bnei Yisrael. To this day, we're called Bnei Yisrael. We are the continuity, the continuation of, right? We're the continuation of Yaakov. So therefore, he writes in the footnote. Let's keep reading for a second. Ki kav ha'emtzei hu kulo tov. The kav ha'emtzei, the middle beam, right? Again, Avram represents the right side. Yitzchak is the left side. Yaakov is the middle. The middle is kulo tov. She'ein mimenu yunika v'chulu. It means that the Sitra Achra can't draw from it. Right? The Yitzhahara can't really get to it. Lo ka'avram she'yatsa mimenu, turn the page, continuing in the footnote, yishma. Not like Avram who had a yishma. V'lo ki yitzchak she'yatsa v'chulu. And not like Yitzchak who had shkar chibshay. Good luck out there. Not like Yitzchak who had an esim. Yaakov kav ha'emtza'i. What do we say about Yaakov? Mitoso shlema. His bed was whole, meaning his offspring were all tzaddikim. And therefore, ha'ikar hu Yaakov. In a certain sense, Yaakov is the ikar. And therefore what? So why is Yaakov trua? Why is Yaakov... Because that's the main sound, right? The Torah said, exactly. The Torah, when the Torah talks about shofar, the Torah doesn't talk about a tekiah. We only figure that out through darshanim, right? We don't figure out shvarim. Except through drashos, trua is the main sound. So he says exactly, "Kamo b'shofar nemer b'feirish trua." The Torah specifically says trua lo tfi and shvar. So since Yaakov, in a sense, is the essence of Torah, again, if I were to ask you, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right? The world stands on three things: Torah, avoda, and gemilas chasadim. Who's Torah? Yaakov's Torah. Who's avoda? Yitzchak, who was a carbon, is avoda. Who's gemilas chasadim? Avram is the Ish Chesed. Okay, so in a certain sense, they're all the greatest. But on a certain level, we now understand why Yaakov Avinu should be the Trua. But interesting, the sound of the shofar, again, he's revealing to us a deep secret that the shofar, the structure of the shofar, again, always follows this pattern of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and then back to Avram. Okay? But let's go one step deeper. Take a look at the top of page 191. Yesh lomar de'inyan zeh. Merumas b'hamishna mikvos perakvav mishna zayim. Let's learn a mishnah in mikvos. Okay, what is a in mikvos? Eruv mikvos kishferes hanod ka'ovya b'chachalala. Okay, well, what does that mean? Kishtei etzba chozos limakom. Okay, let's read footnote 11 for. And we'll be able to look at the picture to help us to understand. Okay? Erev mikvos. What's the Mishnah describing? It's talking about the combining mikvos. What if I have two, how much water do I need in a mikvah in order for it to be a mikvah, kosher mikvah?
40 sa.
40 sa of water. That's considered the normal amount that a person could be tovel his body in. Okay? So the minimum mishnah of a mikvah is 40 sa. What if I have two bodies of water, as you can see in the picture, that each have 20 saw. Is there a way to link them so that it's ki'ilu, they're connected, so that when each one is, even though it only contains actually 20 saw, it's as if halachically it has 40 saw, and then each of these two separate, you know, bathtubs would be considered a kosher mikvah? So that's what the Mishnah is in the sixth parak of mikvahs is describing. Eruv mikvahs. How do I combine mikvahs? Okay, so let's read footnote 11. Biur ha-mishnah. Eruv mikvos, Eruv shnei mikvos, shu nechshavim kemikvah echad. How do I combine two mikvos that they should be considered a single mikvah? Kigon, she'ein b'chol echad mehem arba'im sa. If neither one has a full 40 sa. U'kishemis arvim me'meim al yedei nekev, and when I combine their waters through a hole in the side, harehe mitstarfim lemikvah shalim shal arba'im sa. Then they're able to join together like a mikvah of 40 sa, v'chol echad mehem kasher letila, and each one, right, each of these boxes that has only 20 sa, since they're connected through this pipe, each one is kosher for tefila. So how do I do erev mikvahs? What does the Mishnah say? Kishvoferes, interesting, similar to the lashon of shofar, kishvoferes hanod, like the shvoferes, like the opening of a node. What's a node? What's a node? A water skin. Or a canteen. Or a water bottle. Right? In the olden days, they would take, you know, a goat's hide and they would seal it off and they would fill it with water and it would have an opening on top, like a canteen, right, or a bottle. So a shoferes hanod, the pipe has to be a wide enough pipe that it's like the shoferes hanod. Ka'ovyo, like its thickness, u'kechalala, and like its empty space. In other words, continues the Mishnah, big enough for two fingers to rotate freely within that tube. Okay, let's read at the bottom. Let's read right under the picture. Right, right under the picture of the two mikvahs. Kishvoferes hanod. Yeah, on page 191. Erubam hu al yedei nekev, if you have a hole, an opening, kerochav hashvoferes shenostim b'fi hanod. Like the opening one would make at the top of a bottle, of a water skin. Right? Skin that was used to hold water. Hainu ka'ovya shel hashvoferes. It has to be as thick, right? Meaning the all of it has to have the thickness of a shoferes. Ukechalala shishir rochev hanekev tzarech lios ka'ovya hashvoferes atzma ukerochev chala. Right, both in terms of its thickness and its empty space. The normal amount. So what is that normal amount? Says the Mishnah, v'hu k'shtei etzbos chozros l'makoman. Enough room for two fingers to twirl freely in that space. K'shir she'efshar l'saved b'chalolo, that in the empty space you should be able to move two fingers b'revach. Right? Fingers wouldn't get stuck. Klomar k'shir nekev agul she'kotro k'rochav shtei etzbos. Okay, good. Okay, so turn to the top of the next page, page 192. Let's see what the Rebbe does with this. Okay, Peirush HaRav, he quotes the Bartanura, again explaining the Mishnah like we just explained, but we'll just Messiah, read the words inside. Mikvah chaser shebitzad mikvah shalim. If you have one mikvah, right, that is not big enough next to a mikvah that is full, or we give the example even if they're not inami, or perhaps bezeh esrim saw, this one has 20 and that one has 20. And we attach the water through a hole or an opening. In order to combine them, that each one will have 40 sa. So how do I do it? It has to be kishvoferes hanod ka'odil chachalala shal kana shenostim b'fi hanod. Again, like the opening that one makes at the top of the water skin. V'hainu kishtei etzbos chozos l'mekomon mishapchos beruach hachalal hanekev. So now, look carefully. Says the Bartanura, when we say two fingers, we're referring to the two fingers that are closest to the gudol, to the thumb. Harishona shebapasayad, the gudol, right? The gadol, the big finger. It's called the gudol on the hand. The hainu etzba va'ama. In other words, the opening of the shvoferes hanod, right, is the equivalent of the thickness of your etzba. Your etzba, your pointer finger, and your ama, and your middle finger. Why is it called the ama? Because the measure of an ama, how big is an ama in Jewish law? An ama is from your, right, about between a foot and a half to 2 feet, from your elbow to the top of your middle finger is what we call an ama. This is a tefach, this is an ama. Okay? So it should be the thickness of an etzba and an ama. So look at this Torah. This is the Rebbe's father's mamish deep stuff. He says, Erev mikvos, Shenasa mikvah bas memsa, in order to make a mikvah memsa, v'hu memsa mayim, memsa of what? Mikvah is 40 sa of water. Ki Avraham b'chinaso mayim chasad. Right? What the Rebbe is about to say is the following. I'll tell it to you outside and we'll see it. You have, right, like our picture, you have a mikvah, you have water and water on the two sides, and then you have this beam connecting. He's going to say, the secret of this Mishnah is the two mikvahs, so to speak, on the sides are Avram and Avram, and the connector, represented by these two fingers, the Etz and the Amah, are Yitzchak and what? And Yaakov. Okay, let's see. Very deep. He says, Avraham is Mayim, because Mayim is Chesed. Right? Mayim is Chesed. Chever, you've heard that before? Why is Mayim Chesed? Why is Chesed Mayim? It grows freely, right? Just like Chesed, we said, is expansive. If I spill out water, it'll start to spread. As opposed to Gvura is what? What would Gvura correspond to? If Avram is Chesed, is Mayim, what is Yitzchak? Yitzchak is Gvura, Gvura is what? What does it represent in the Bria? Fire. Right? Because fire, yeah, it's a fire also spreads, true. But fire turns everything into fire. everything you put into the fire becomes fire. In other words, it swallows things up. Right? As opposed to expanding, it consumes everything within itself. Right? So Yitzchak is Gevura. That's why Yitzchak was, you know, Yineh ha'esh v'ha'etzim, v'yeh ha'sel l'ola. He says to Avram on the way to that kingdom, we've got the fire, but where's the carbon? Right? You're the carbon, my son. Okay, so Yitzchak is fire, Avram is water. Right? Water is also chesed in the sense that, more than anything, what do you need to survive in this world? Right? You need water. You need water. It sustains growth. It allows things chesed, allows things to expand, to grow, to exist. Okay? Also, like we pointed out that chesed in the Torah, we pointed out in Eish Kodesh the other week, chesed is sometimes a code word for arayos. Right? Chesed is a code word for arayos. It says, the Torah says, don't be intimate with your sister because it's chesed. Right? Ki chesed. It's chesed. But it's a perversion of love, as we explained. It's a misguided, misdirected love. So in the Shari Kedusha from Rav Chaim Vital, the student of the Arizal, he talks about different midos and how they correspond to Mayim and Eish and Ruach and Afar. Right? The four elements of creation are fire, wind, earth, and water. So he says water corresponds to what? To Taiva, to Arayos. Right? Because again, Taiva, Arayos, intimacy allows what? Allows growth. That's how you produce a child. But of course, if it's misguided, it can be very destructive. That's the whole Dor HaMabul. The Dor HaMabul, instead of getting the Mayim of Torah, they got what? They got destructive water. That was a generation that was known for its perversion, Arayos, very perverse behavior. What's the relationship between Torah and Arayos? They keep extending the links. How is Torah connected to Arayos?
In Mayim
al Torah, and Mayim we're saying is Arayos, but what's the relation between Torah and Arayos?
Transitive property.
Sort of the transitive property, and also the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, where the Rambam says there's no better way to guard yourself from immoral thoughts and immoral activity than to be a Ben Torah. Right? The more one person, the Rambam says, only a lev that is panoy min achachma, a heart and a mind that is devoid of Torah, is going to start getting involved in these types of things. But if you fall in love with Torah, and that's how the Rambam describes, the love that one should have for Torah should be like the obsessive love, right, that one has for their beloved. The whole mashal of Shir Ashir. Right, it's a mashal of falling in love with Hashem. How do we fall in love with Hashem? By studying Hashem, getting to know Hashem, by learning Torah. So the Mabul, which could have been the first giving of the Torah, in a generation that was, you know, Nichshol and Harayos, ended up getting these destructive waters instead. And of course, it was 40 days, 40 sa, right, etc. Yeah, Avi, what do you want to say?
I was going to say that Mayim needs a Kli.
Mayim needs a Kli.
So, If you don't guard how much chesed, then
right.
You turn
that's right. That's right. You can't hold beautiful. You can't hold mine without a kli, which means chesed always has to be measured. Very good, because very quickly it could become right. You could pervert that love and use it in a destructive way. Okay, so Avram is chesed, and Avram again, Avram in a certain sense is the beginning of Torah and Ein Mayim al Torah. Of course, Yaakov becomes the ultimate. You know, Yoshev Olim, but Avram is the starting point of Torah, so he's also Torah in that sense, Mayim Chesed in that sense. Ukamayim, like we say in Tfilas Geshem, like we just said in Shmini Atzeres, Zechor Av Nimshach Acharecha Kamayim. Right? Remember the Av, remember the Father, who was drawn after you like water. Avram is compared to water. The Hanekev Kishwaferes Hanod Kishte Etzbos. So says the Rebbe, says the Rebbe Yitzchak Schneerson. Shofares is milashon shofar. So first of all, let's go back right to our shofar. Shofares is the lashon of shofar, and we know in the model of shofar, as we saw on the model of Shmona Esrei, as we saw on the model of Shema, it's always Avram on the bookends, with the Yitzchak and Yaakov in the middle. So look what he says. Ready for this? Look at this. He says etzba hu habeiz mehagoda. So first of all, let's say one more thing. The thumb is called what? The thumb is called the Godel, right? So if we look at the hand for a second, if we're going to argue now that this is Yitzchak, that the Etzba is Yitzchak, and the Ama is Yaakov, so that means, based on our structure, our pattern, this is Avram, and this is Avram, right?
What about the pinky?
The pinky we'll have to figure out. We'll have to figure out what to do with the pinky exactly, where that fits into this. He may or may not say, we'll see. But the Godel, right, and the Kmitza have to do with Avram. Godel and the Kmitza have to do with Avram. So let's talk about the Godel for a second. It's Godel Milashon Gadol. Does Gadol have anything to do with Chesed? Lecha Hashem Hagidula, right? Vagvura, Vatiferes, Vanitzach, Vahor. So it sounds like we're going to Besiros, right? Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, those are Besiros. What are we calling Chesed? What's the code word for Chesed in that pasuk in Divrei Hayam? Lecha Hashem Hagidula, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod. So Gedula is synonymous with what? With Chesed. Give me another proof. You have another proof?
No, just to really confirm about this.
Yeah.
Veschal legoy gadol.
Exactly.
So.
Veschal legoy gadol. Let's pause for a second. Veschal legoy gadol. What do we say in the Gemara Pesachim? In the very beginning, what do we say? I'll make you into a goy gadol. That's what we say. Elokei Avraham. Right. So gedula is Avraham. Yeah.
So I don't know where the Gemara is, but the Gemara says that Chayisel are Baishanim, Rachamim, and
Gomel Chassadim.
So Skoli Rebbe says that that is Merames to this. Hashem says Veschal Goy Gadol, which is Chesed. It means that we're going to be Rachamim, Baishanim, and Gomel Chassadim.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Give me one more proof that Gadol is Chesed. You know, where is Gadol in the body? Where is Chesed in the body? Chesed corresponds to which part of the body? The right arm, right? Anabakalach, Gedulas Yemencha. So again, the right is Gadol. Gadol is Chesed. Okay? So now, the thumb, which is the Gudol, right, is Avram. The Etzba, the pointer, is Yitzchak. The Ama is going to be Yaakov. And the Kmitza, I guess, will probably go back to Avram. So look what he says. This is so awesome. He says, Etzba hu abeiz meha Gudol, vuhu leneged gvura Yitzchak. Okay. Now, I don't know, and if anyone has a pshat, I'd love to hear, why is Yitzchak the Etzba? I can think of one little thing we could say. When I say Etzba, what do you say, Dov?
Like, if somebody has like a lot of gvura, like they point out things that are,
Okay. It's the finger used to like point to someone else? Okay, interesting. But give me, what word in the Torah comes to mind? When I say the word Etzva, you say what? Etzva? Elokim. What's Elokim? Midas Adin, right? Gvura. We're talking about the Etzva Elokim. So this is a very Gvura Dika finger. Okay? Yaakov is apparently the middle finger, right? The Etzva HaGimel, he says, last line of page 192. The Ama is Keneged Tiferes. The middle finger, I guess, is Yaakov, which we said is Trua. Why?
The middle,
balance, right? The middle, exactly. The middle is Tiferes. That's the whole Indian of the middle. It's being balanced, okay? But then, look at this. Come to the end. I come to the exciting conclusion. Ukamo b'hakolos deshofar tashrat. Just like when we blow the shofar, so we have tekiah. Tashrat is an acronym. You got to know this one. Tashrat. Right. Tashrat stands for tekiah. Shvarim, Trua, the ratio is Trua, Tekiah. Tekiah milafanel, Tekiah milachareha, Uvein Taim, Hushvarim Trua, Vachvarim Trua, Shabbanso, Mechavim, Habez Tekios. The Shvarim Trua serve to connect the two Tekios. So too in this mikvah. The Shvoferes, right, Hanod, which is the muscle that we're using for the pipe that connects these two mikvahs, corresponds to the shofar. Kain hu b'hanekev, the shvoferes hanod. The same thing is true with the opening in the shvoferes hanod, the opening of the water skin. Shu kebez etzbos. It has to be the thickness of these two fingers. Etzva v'ama. B'chinas trua. So it's machaber, these bez mikvos. It brings together the two mikvos. Min hanekev, v'shela acher hanekev, to make it as if it's a mikvah of memsa. Okay? Fine. Ready for the remez? Here's the remez. Look what he says. V'hu... Ki Avram Arishon Kamo Atkiya Shalafanel, okay Avraham Shikodem Yitzchak Hu Yosir Al Yitzchak Misbar Mem. What's the difference in Gematria? Again, if we're viewing it as, go back to the picture of the mikvah, you gotta see the picture, so no way. It's a hard place to jump in the middle of here. Right? But the Mishnah of Mikvahs talks about these two mikvahs. Each one only has 20 sub, but if you connect them with a pipe, the thickness of two fingers, so then each one becomes a kosher mikvah. So the two mikvahs on the side correspond to Avram, and the pipe is Yitzchak and Yaakov. Right? We start with okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov, Magen Avraham. Okay? So look at this. So what's the difference, he says, the Rebbe says, what's the difference in Gematria between Avraham and Yitzchak? How much is Avraham in Gematria?
248.
How much is Yitzchak in Gematria?
208.
208. What's the difference?
40.
Right? 40. The Avraham Shilabisov, and then what about the Avraham at the end, the second mikvah? The Avraham at the end, which comes after Yaakov. So what's the relationship between Avraham and Yaakov? How much is Avraham in Gematria? 248. How much is Yaakov in Gematria?
182.
182. So what's the difference between 248 and 182?
66.
66, which is Gematria what?
Sa.
And Yavan.
And Yavan, yeah. There's a lot to say about that. This is, by the way, this is tremendously helpful for a lot of Hanukkah Torah. This piece was, I got to save this piece because there's a lot of, it helps with I tried to make a case once on Hanukkah, and it's a complicated case, but this is a great proof for it. To say that the middle finger is Yaakov. So the difference between Avraham and Yaakov in Gematria is 66, which Gematria saw. Right? So Avraham to Yitzchak is Mem, and Avraham to Yaakov is saw. So these two mikvahs, neither one, which is actually Mem saw, Yedei Nekev Kishvaferes Hanoz, through these Beis Atzbaos, through these two fingers, right, through the Yitzchak and Yaakov, we create, again, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah of the six parak of mikvahs. Eruv mikvahs, Shinasa mikvah bas Mem saw, Ruhu Mem saw b'chinas Avraham, Mem saw Mayim, which again takes us back to Avraham. Kavalik. Wow. Okay, and then the Rebbe concludes in the final paragraph. Va'amor, and based on all of this, Da'habez etzbos heim etzba va'ama. So now that we've explained that the etzba and the ama correspond to Yitzchak and Yaakov, Gvura and Tiferes, b'chinas Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Hinei heim bein agudo l'kamitza. So now we have to make the case that the two fingers that surround them are in fact Avraham fingers. Okay? So how do we make that case? So he says, agudol is certainly chesed. Why? Kamosha chesed nikra gedula. I already explained that. Bacha Hashem ha-gedula. Ha-gevura ba-tiferes. So gedula is a code word for chesed. And like we said at the beginning, ve'escha l'goy gadol. That's what we say in Shmon Esrei, Elokei, Avraham. Not only that, where do we find that Avraham is called a gadol? The Avraham Nikra, Avraham is called in Sefer Yoshua, Ha'adam Ha'gadol Ba'anakim. He's a gadol amongst Anakim. Anakim is giants, it might also be Anakim is a place. He's the gadol in Anakim. Right? Chazal say, it's in Masechta Sofrim. It's in Masechta Sofrim, one of the minor tractates, Masechtos Ketanos. Look in the footnote. It's also in the Yalkut Shemoni. Look at footnote 17. It says, Pasuk in Yeshua, Yaakov Shemoni, Davar Acher, Ha'odom Ha'gadol Ba'anakim, Amar Rebbe Ze Avraham. Avraham is called a Gadol. Avraham is called a Gadol. V'alama Koreo So Gadol. Why is he called a Gadol? What made Avraham such a Gadol? Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Elazar, B'Shem, Rabbi Yossi, Ben Zimra, Psi Osef Shal Avraham Avino, Hayo Gimel Milen. When Avraham would take a step, his step was what? Was as big as 3 mil. How big is a mil? 2,000 amos. How big is 3 mil?
6,000.
6,000 amos. Avraham's step was 6,000 amos? I have no idea. I know that the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Sanhedrin, the world's going to last for 6,000 years. So is this Gemara, is this Medrash hinting to us that Avraham's hashpa will span all of time? That would make sense for what we're saying. Avraham's the bookends of, Avraham begins the process and ends the process. Is that what 3 mil? I don't know. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, Amar Mil. He says that no, he actually, the expanse of Avram's step was a mil. I don't know. Okay? But it's Avram was a gadol. He was definitely a gadol.
It's the Tchem.
It's the Tchem, yeah. Yeah. He's the borders of Jewish history. Yeah. Okay. So Avram is called the gadol. Now what about Kamitza? We got one step left. Why is the Kamitza finger associated with Avraham? What do you know about Kamitza? What is Kamitza? Right, when you have a Karban Mincha, right, when you have a Karban Mincha, a flower offering, so the Kohanim take a Kometz, which is the measure of these three fingers, and you burn it on the Mizbeach. Right? So this finger is called the Kemitza finger, because it represents that scoop that the Kohen does in performing the Avodah and taking a portion of the Mincha. So he writes here, three lines from the end, the Kemitza, so he says a couple things, Kemitza hu netzach, shu gamkin bekav hayamin, ni'imos biyamincha netzach. So first of all, he says that the Kemitza, right, the Kemitza finger corresponds to netzach. Look, chesed, gvura, teferes, netzach. Right? In the structure of the spheros, right? So you have chesed on the right. Chesed is your right arm. Gvura is your left arm. Teferes is in the middle. Netzach is your right leg. So the right arm and the right leg, it's the same right side. So there's a relationship between chesed and netzach. Okay? So it makes sense that they're both Avram Avinu, the right side. They're chesed oriented. More than that, he says, right, like the Torah says in Vayikra, when it describes the kometz, how the Kohen takes what? He takes a kemitza, he takes a scoop off of the karban mincha. Shekohen hu bechinas chasadim. A Kohen, we've said many times, is connected to chesed. A Levi is midas hadin. Levi is gvura. We pointed out, if you remember, what's the gematria of chesed?
72
plus the three letters. The 75 is Gematria Kohen. By the way, how old was Avram Avinu? Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. 75. Avram is the ultimate Kohen in that sense. Right? So he's the ultimate Ish Chesed in that sense. V'ayin b'lekute Torah la'arizal b'drush ha'akeda b'peirish asher ahavta shakai al netzach sh'avram oev osan. That last part, I have absolutely no idea what it's talking about. If you look in the Likutei Torah, the Rizal by the Akedah, and it says, take your son, Tachna as Bimfa. Let's see, what's the structure over there? How's it work? Are those phrases? Are those four phrases also? Can I get this? What does Hashem say to Avram? Tachna as Bimfa, as Yechidcha, asher ahavta. As Yitzchak. I don't know how to work that out. But he says, Asher Ahavta, apparently has something to do with Netzach, has to do with Avram, has to do with the Kav Yamin, but I don't know. The pinky is left hanging. I'm not sure what to do with the pinky. Right. I guess according to this, the pinky would be Hod. So that's fair what to do with that. I don't know. Lag B'Omer, Shem Baruch Hai, Hanukkah, I don't know. It's fair what the pinky has to do with. Things. By the way, the five fingers also correspond to the Golios of Jewish history. That's what I was saying, you know, right? The middle finger, the difference between Avram and Yaakov is 66. So Ashi said he's Gematria Yavam. It's just very interesting. The Chidah says that the thumb represents the Klal Yisrael, and the four fingers represent the four exiles. Right? So usually, the way that the Megala Amukos brings it, he says that this is Bavel. First finger is Bavel. This is Paras U'Madai, Purim. This is Chanukah. And this is Edom. Zeres, the pinky is Edom. That's what we're up to today. Right? I mean, each one is actually farther away from the thumb, which is Klal Yisrael. But I thought that maybe you could say the other direction. I thought you could say that maybe this is Bavel, starting from the pinky. And this is Purim. And the middle finger is Yavan. I have a lot of reasons to believe why that is, although we just learned another one. Right? And this is Edom. What's so interesting about the structure of the fingers is, look, the pinky, it gets bigger, and it gets bigger, and then it goes down. Why does the last one go down? Why is the Etzva not a little bit tall? It should have been up, 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 up. If this is Edom, what's Edom? Who's Edom? Who is Edom? It's Esau. So why does Esau go down? It seems like each enemy is getting stronger and bigger and taller, from the pinky, right, to the ring finger, to the middle finger, each one's going up, up, up. So why does this go down?
Because Yaakov goes up, Yosef goes down.
Okay. But this is the longest gullus. We're in 2,000 years of gullus since the Chorban Bayis Sheni. So this should be the biggest finger. Nishvula Satari, built into the body. What do you think? What does Yaakov daven? Hatzileni na miyarachi, 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 miyar Esav. What's miyarachi, miyar Esav? What? Why does he say miyarachi, miyar Esav? Save me from the hand of my brother. Save me from the hand of Esav. Why does he have to say both? How does Esav destroy us? What does Esav do when he sees Yaakov when they meet up? They haven't seen each other in a long time.
They kiss.
He kisses him. Vayishakeo. What's on top of the Vayishakeo?
A whole bunch of dots.
A whole bunch of dots. What do the dots represent?
Did he try to bite him?
He wanted to bite him.
He broke his teeth.
And he broke his teeth, the Medrash says, so he kissed him. Nu eskakasha. If you have an enemy who you hate, and you want to kill him, and for whatever reason you're not able to kill him, so now all of a sudden you love him? Asamba says he wanted to bite him. He couldn't bite him, so he kissed him. I really hate your gods, but since I can't hate your gods, since God has stopped me from hating your gods, so now I love you. He had a sudden change of heart? No. The way Asamba explains it, I heard this from Moshe Wolfson, is that the kiss of Esav was actually a bite. What does that mean? Hatzileni na miyarachi miyad Esav. Save me from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esav. Esav sometimes comes as an Esav. He comes and he tries to kill you. Sometimes he comes miyarachi, he comes as a brother. Why are Jews struggling in our world today?
Intermarriage.
Right? Intermarriage. Intermarriage. The blurring of the lines. One of the greatest ways to destroy Jews, you could kill Jews in one of two ways. Right? You can make a Holocaust and put Jews into gas chambers, lo aleinu. That's miyar Esav. That's mamash, the Germans, yimach shemam, the descendants of Malik Esav, killing us. But the other way to create a spiritual genocide is to what? Is to be makariv us, is to kiss us, right? Is to be close with us, to pretend that we're all the same. In the modern era, a Jew and a non-Jew can live together, and we'll celebrate Exodus, we'll celebrate Hanukkah, and we'll do, you know, we'll have that type of home. So part of the trick of Esav is that he lowers himself as if to say, I'm not as bad as the other ones, I'm not so threatening. Right? I'm not gonna, but that's the greatest danger. And Yaakov knew that. That's why Yaakov said, "Hatzileni na miyarachi miyar Esav." Sometimes he's going to come like an Esav, sometimes he's going to come like a brother. That's the secret of the kiss of Esav. The kiss of Esav is more dangerous than the bite. It's more harmful to us than the bite. Because you don't even realize you're under attack. Right? It's like Lavan. Lavan, what an ironic name. His name is Lavan, white. And Tzaddikim say Rav Moshe David Vali was a student under Ramchal, says Lavan's white is redder than the reddest red. It's not white. He's the biggest trickster. He's the biggest liar. He's the biggest fraud. Right? He pretends that he's white. He pretends he's innocent. He's chesed. He's a good guy. He's trying to be honest and fair, but he's the biggest Russia. That's the biggest danger. Yeah, Avi, let's hear.
In either case, I like how B'nai Yisrael is represented by the Goda, because in any case, we can rise above the
That's right.
Colors.
That's right. B'em is the biggest, even though it looks like it's the smallest. And also, the way that the Chida explains it is that it's able to separate itself from the, right? It's able to join in, lo aleinu, but it also knows how to keep itself apart. Right? So, the Chida talks about that, and the Megala Mukos talks about it. What's the Pasuk? What's the Pasuk in Devarim? It connects it to the Pasuk in Devarim. Yeah, what does Moshe say to Hashem? Ata chiloisa, you've just begun to show me as you know, you've just begun to show me your greatness. This is a gudel, it's a thumb. The thumb represents, yeah, Klal Yisrael. Okay, so I don't know. Like I said, again, what do we learn from all this? I don't know. What do we learn? We learn that Torah is awesome. You know, Torah is deep. We learn like we started with, that we have to start and end with Avram, right? You know, again, another way they say it is that we may not be on the Madrega of Avoda or Torah like the earlier generations. We're not like Yitzhak, we're not like Yaakov. We're not Bali Avoda, we're not Bali Torah, we're not big Tamir Chachamim like the earlier generations, even though we should strive to be. But Chesed we can do. Chesed we can do. There's unbelievable Chesed in the world today. So in a certain sense, it starts with the Mid of Avram and ends with the Mid of Avram. Or like we said, it starts with that independent thinking. Like Avram was able to think for himself and challenge the world. So we also, to survive as a Yid, you have to be able to think for yourself, otherwise you're going to be swallowed up by, you know, by the thinking of the world. But it's just amazing to see in so many places, by Shemona Esrei, we saw from the Gra, by Shema, and by the Shofar, and by the kashrus of the mikvah. Right? There's always this structural pattern of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and then coming back to one's roots, coming back to Avram. Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu, and then Magen Avram, to conclude with Magen Avram. Okay? Any other thoughts?
It was the Ramchal's Talmud?
Yeah, Rav Moshe David Vali. Ramdu. He's known as the Ramdu. So he writes in the Parsha of Vayetze, he says that Lavan is called Lavan, but it's the most ironic name in the whole Chumash. It's Lavan. It's not Lavan. A liar and he's a cheater, but that's again. That's sometimes how the biggest enemies come. They present themselves, right? He makes Yaakov look as if like Yaakov's the charlatan. Oh, you're trying to steal my children. You snuck away in the middle of the night. You didn't give me a chance to kiss my children and grandchildren goodbye. Lavan was the one who was changing the wages for 20 years on Yaakov. And Yaakov, the Ish Emes, right? Ish Tam, Ish Emes. He did Emes Yaakov was the one who was being, you know, honest. But that's a scary thing in the world. Things that present themselves as love on an innocent and white and not harmful, and it's the most destructive. But you ask people who study, they say the threat of intermarriage is much scarier than the Holocaust, just from our numbers, which is a crazy thing to think about. That there could be this subtle enemy of a loss of Jewish identity just by thought. All right. Shkach. Got anything else to add, Don? You always have a little chiddush, anything to add?